Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a minute or so your way. We are talking Shabbos 4. Let's see what Rabbi Akiva talks about with an object being contained. The Gemara explains Rabbi Akiva holds that we say the principle of Kaluta, that an object contained in a certain domain is regarded as though it rested there, and therefore he is liable, for we view the object as if it rested in the public domain. While the sage maintain that an object contained in a certain domain is not regarded as though it rested there. Accordingly, the reason why the poor man in the Mishnah is liable is because we view the object contained in the householder's hand as if it was resting in the private domain. So when it comes to objects and it comes to topics, and we talked about this yesterday, objects and things should be maintained in the proper frame. When you're talking or learning something, try to focus on the current topic. We've talked about this before also, and on my OT show also, we talk about this a lot. Divided attention is non-existent. They say that you can divide attention, but really you can't. You can only maintain attention to one basic thing. Very hard to take care of things when your mind is not focused. So if you think that you could learn and do something, you could think, you could listen and type, it's really not applicable. It's really not possible. Try to maintain your attention on one thing at a time. Try not to divide your attention. Just like the object should be contained and rested in one place, so too our mind should be contained and rested and focused on one topic, one idea at a time, to give the proper focus and attention to the object or to the conversation or to the matter at hand. Try not to divide your attention like we've talked about before. Try to maintain in the certain containment of the area that you're working on at that time. And there's always time, if possible, you should work it out to do different things, but try not to tackle everything at once. Join us next time as we talk Shabbos 5. We're talking Shabbos 4 today. Join us as we talk Shabbos 5 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.